Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, people are now saying that India is the most polluted country in the world, with 70 of the 75 dirtiest cities on the globe. Wasn't it always number one though? And you just know that they'll blame the English for this somehow and say that the pollution is just an oppressive Western construct. The real problem is the Indian is that moral system. If you clean up a mess in public, then you dishonor the street cleaners by making them look bad, and then they try and end you for besmirching their honor. Up next, which one of these is perfect? Number 4, of course. She's the most obvious choice, although I'd be happy with number 2 as well. But as I've said in previous videos, there's so many thirsty men out there these days that they'll take any of them and will say that they're all perfect. It's good to see that most of the men posting on X say that they too would choose woman number 2 or 4. One day you'll have sex bots and they'll look like anything you want. Number 3, MTV officially shut down its 24-hour music channels on January 1st, 2026. And the last video they played was the Bugles' Video Killed the Radio Star. I guess that Spotify ended up killing MTV. But seriously, Much Music in Canada was much better. No pun intended. Because they actually played music videos, and they had a live Friday night dance party called Electric Circus. And it was awesome going downtown and hanging out and watching the hot girls dance through the TV channel windows. Moving on, the US military will now stop using boomsticks on live animals to train their medics for battle. First of all, I didn't even know this was a thing. And second, if they don't train on live animals, then how will they know what to do when a human gets hit? There is no substitute for real-world experience. This will only increase the suffering of male soldiers on the front. Leftists are freaking out, saying that Trump will get them to practice on migrants instead. Number 5, welcome to India, the cuck country, where the Supreme Court there says that no matter who got your wife pregnant, if the child is born during your marriage to her, then you have to take legal responsibility for it. No wonder Indian men are coming to Canada and looking for the bobs and vagine of white women. On the bright side, less Indian men will marry and the fertility rates will fall. And in the future, there'll be a lot less scammers from the subcontinents. Up next, do you believe that girls are more dirty-minded than boys, but just pretend to be innocent? They pretend to be innocent to make men feel like they haven't been used by other dudes. But I don't think that women are more dirty-minded. They enjoy dirty-smashing opportunities more than men do. And they read romance novels, but I've always found that I'm the one that's more dirty-minded, and they just enjoy what I give them. They tend to lack all creativity and oftentimes all motivation in the bedroom. Number 7, this woman is wondering why men are trying to hook up with her on a dating app. Is that Chad walking away in the background, after smash and dashing her? But why wouldn't he use a dating app for hookups? They're perfect. His friends, family, and co-workers won't know about how disposably he treated you, honey. Average men would give her a relationship, but she actually wants that from him. Only the top 5% of men will do. And those hot men exploit dumb women on those apps. Moving on, here's more Indian women behaving badly. This one sold her boyfriend's car after he liked his ex's wedding photos from 2023. I'm sure this did happen somewhere, but what kind of lame fake is this? They didn't even spell car properly. This story was probably created by some Indian scammer as rage bait for red-pilled Indian men and Western men gullible enough to believe it. And it got 500,000 views and it made some money. Now they're scamming through social media and the attention economy too. Number 9, here's the difference between Cheney invading Iraq for oil and Trump invading Venezuela for oil. Trump just needed 3 hours and a few helicopters, while Cheney needed 8 years and $2 trillion. I guess that Cheney should have just flown in and taken Saddam out of one of his palaces. But we'll see what happens in Venezuela, because the Maduro regime is still there, minus him, and American oil companies haven't agreed to get in yet. And if they do, it's going to take 5 years for the heavy oil to flow in the millions of barrels a day to America. Up next, people say that George Lucas was a smart man. Yes, because he gave the audiences exactly what they wanted to see, at least in the first 3 films, unlike today's filmmakers. Too bad shortly after this, Princess Leia hit the wall. But Lucas was also a bit of a bastard, because he never used his control over the toy line to release the Leia slave girl outfit as an action figure. It probably would have been the bestseller. Also, looks like she did a lot of shaving for a woman back in the early 80s. Too bad Lucas never did the sequel trilogy. Number 11, is it true that if you do all these things, you'll stay poor? I agree, if you just watch television, blame others, and stay in your comfort zone. But if you have a hobby, an expensive one, then you might also stay poor. Hobbies like travel, Lego, and other expensive ones have a tendency to drain tens of thousands from your bank accounts. These days, if you want to get rich, you have to earn a decent wage and figure out how to invest it properly. Moving on, looks like Nikola Tesla was right about the wireless transmission of power, and was 150 years ahead of his time. He wanted to transmit it all over the world. Unfortunately, that wasn't efficient. Even the researchers in Finland could only transmit power about 50 meters, or about 150 feet, with only 5% power loss. But still, this will allow for wireless powering of electric cars while they're still on the road. Tesla was smart. Too bad he wasn't very smart when it came to female nature, and thought that women's accomplishments would rival men's one day. Number 13 looks like we have another satisfied Ozempic customer. In coming years, Western women will become thinner and thinner, and the fat empowerment and body positivity movements will be dead. Hopefully they'll take down feminism too, because most feminists are fat and unattractive. Most of the time, being ugly just means you're fat. And I think that once feminists lose that weight, they too will become alpha widows by sleeping with a chat or two, and won't be as bitter anymore. OpNexus is getting to a whole new level of ridiculousness. Instead of locking up the food, we need to start locking up the people who steal it. I thought this is AI, but it's actually real, as you can read the words on the tag. Funny enough, these lockboxes cost more than the items that they're trying to protect. And I don't think this will prevent the diversity crowd from stealing both and then cracking open the box at home. You can thank the blue states for this. Moving on, they should have made this cardinal the Pope instead of Pope Leo, because he's saying that limiting large-scale Muslim immigration, as far as he's concerned, is a responsible exercise in one's patriotism. He understands the threat that Islam presents for Christianity. The problem is that humans do not learn from history. They might read about the terrible things that Islam did in the past, but they don't believe it's going to happen once again, even when there are acts of terrorism. Moving on, here are the soldiers with Trump to call Maduro, apparently. What do you notice about the demographic of these guys? Looks to me like there's a lot of white supremacy and toxic masculinity. And it's become such a terrible joke lately, but here's the Netflix version when and what it's going to look like. They really think their audience is this stupid. Netflix put Blockbuster out of business, and AI is going to put Netflix out of business shortly, because they become too complacent. Number 17, a woman spent her son's heart surgery money on a Beyoncé concert, and her husband filed for divorce. Good. It shows that if you disrespect your husband and son, there should actually be consequences for your actions. She should have that kid taken away from her, but you just know that the gynocentric courts will probably give her full or majority custody. Aren't women green these days? It's a real Scooby-Doo mystery as to why men don't want to get married anymore. OpNexus, this guy is a legend, turning 13.6k into 153 million trading from his bedroom. That's awesome, but how many other people lost money to the markets by using leverage and then getting wiped out? And no, he didn't get rich trading crypto. Instead, he made it the traditional way, trading stocks by buying low and selling high. And he's got a YouTube documentary about his trading. We only hear about the winners and not the losers. Number 19, about a million Indians in Canada are about to lose their legal status by mid-2026, because their work and study permits are expiring. I tell them safe travels and bye-bye, but they probably won't be going anywhere at all, and will resort to crime and scams to stay in the country. We're going to need ICE-style deportation cops going around and putting the Jeets on jets. It's time to yeet the Jeet, but you just know that those Tim Horton owners out there will be pissed off about this. Moving on, maybe we can learn from Saudi Arabia, because it just deported 24,000 Pakistani beggars, and the UAE deported 6,000 of them. But Canada, of course, will be labeled as a racist place for shipping out our Indians, but Saudi Arabians won't be labeled racist for doing the same. If the Pakistanis aren't working, then they're probably stealing to survive and they have to go. Especially as Saudi Arabia is opening up to the West, and Westerners will soon be able to buy property there. Number 21, food prices in Canada are double what they are in the United States, and that's including the exchange rate. Here's one of the reasons. 6 billion liters of milk has been wasted since 2012 to prevent oversupply and maintain elevated prices. I don't blame the farmers because they are barely surviving. But at some point it's going to be so expensive that people will stop buying it altogether. The real question is, why overproduce in the first place? They need to manage the supply a lot better. Up next, the UK government hasn't done anything about the fact that Muslims in Britain have raped at least 500,000 mostly white girls in the last 40 years. They are more worried about locking up white folks for mean tweets. More and more rich white folks are moving abroad, and the UK lost more millionaires than ever last year. Instead of accepting this, why don't we find out who's responsible for this and hold them accountable? Number 23, people say that the ultimate flex is saving your wife from her 9-to-5 job. But just look at that smirk on her face. She's probably preparing the divorce papers in her mind already. Besides, women fought so hard for equality, so why are they trying to put themselves back into the kitchen? They deserve to work for Big Daddy government or Big Daddy corporations while I play the markets and travel while they pay taxes to support the roads and infrastructure. Moving on, raise both hands if you want to see masculine characters like this on television and movies. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen from any studio because we live in a feminized society and they want men weak and effeminate. But not to worry though, because in a few years people will make new action movies and Indiana Jones films using AI and will put Hollywoke out of business once and for all. There are already fan-made Star Wars films made by AI that are better than anything Disney has ever made. Number 25 and the last one, here's the before and after of singer Robin. And she's now saying she hated Elon Musk long before it was cool to do so. I don't think this is a Musk problem. It looks like she's got Trump derangement syndrome instead to me. This is what hate does to people. It ages them horribly. Now she looks like the queen of the they-them. For some reason, she also seems to look like a gay Linda Hamilton. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe to our links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.